you encountered the Club SCA. They look medieval in a modernized way. They hold royal courts, feast and tourneys by sword to recreate kingdoms and even the horde. Their people will tell you some fine-sounding things of honor most noble and the valor of kings, of how hard they work to earn chivalry's name, and then they will tell you it's only a game. It's 56 years now, almost to the day, since I started playing in the SCA. I've learned a few lessons, both painful and true, and if you'll have patience, I'll tell them to you. Sometimes telling evil from good's hard to do. What's kind and what's cruel might give you a clue. In play and in real life, the rules ain't the same. When the pieces are people, it's not just a game. Now no one could number the tourneys I've seen, where men fought for honor or for choosing the queen. In chivalric armor, how knightly they'd look, but they would not acknowledge the blows that they took. Some folks can't distinguish the false from the real. Awards are worth more than mere humans they feel. They'll trample real people for fictional fame. They don't think it's wrong, 'cause it's only a game. I've seen many good folk,
I don't know them all,
earn honors for service beyond duty's call, or crafting an artwork more lovely than Kells. The awards for their labor went to someone else. So if getting titles and glory's your aim, be quick to take credit and swift to shift blame. Know whom to suck up to and whom to defame, and then you'll have mastered the SCA game. Like any man, each king had his own flaws. Some proved it with malice, greed, spite, and bad laws. That many are bastards should be no surprise when they're crowned, 'cause they're fighters, not fair, kind, or wise. So if you encounter the Grand SCA, look close at their actions, not just what they say. Take heavily salted the things that they claim, and don't let them tell you it's only a game.